Hank the Cowdog, The Case of the Swirling, Killing Tornado by John R. Erickson. Chapter 1, A Tempest in a Teabag. It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. It was June, as I recall, the middle of June. I was under the gas tank sleeping on my gunnysack bed. Or rest my eyes would be closer to the truth. See, it was almost midnight, and I'm never asleep at that hour. Never. The head of Rand Security is always wide awake, alert, and on night patrol during the deep, dark hours of the night. I was resting my eyes. Drover, on the other hand, was totally knocked out, snoring, grunting, wheezing, jerking, twitching, fluttering his eyelids, squeaking, and doing all the other things he does in his sleep. He was starting to get on my nerves. I cracked one eyelid and addressed him in a firm term of voice. Droven, must you snork all the gutter snap? Plumber's friend pork chop and horrifying bananas. Snork, Merkle, Rumble, Wrinkle, Skill, Ricky, Tattoo. I couldn't help chuckling at that. I mean, to who or whom did he think he was speaking? Whittle, wheelbarrow, rolling, fodder, fiddles, wicker bill. Mugwump, tree trunk, Norgan, smirk, wiffle, feathers on Tuesday. I donkey that, horse hoof, jelly bean, bunk, woofer, clock spring. Rubber pillow fight? Omelette. Yeah, but cornbread highway. Tell your spaghetti leaves to double clutch the peanut butter. Beanstalk, bird nest, horizontal chicken pox. All at once, it occurred to me that this conversation was going nowhere. Drover was making very little sense, and I was a busy dog. I didn't have time to listen to his foolishness. I cracked my other eyelid and beamed him a look of pure steel. Drover, if you're going to talk to me, the least you can do is snort murk the post hole diggers. His head came up, his eyes drifted open, and moved around in little circles. Who ate the trees? I can't answer that. The point is, I blinked my eyes several times, and slowly, Drover's face came into focus. Perhaps I had been a sleeper than I thought. The point is that I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, then what about the spare tire? I still don't know what you're talking about. He gave his head a shake, stood up, and walked around in a circle. Gosh, I don't know what I've been talking about either. There, you see, exactly my point. You've been talking nonsense, which makes me think over that you've been asleep. Is it possible that you're still asleep, even though we're in the most dangerous part of the night? Well, I'm not sure. What is today? Today is today, Drover, the very day in which we are living and breathing. Oh, well, if it's already today, there's no need for us to wait around for it. We might as well take a little nap. I thought about that for a moment. Good point. A little nap sometimes does wonders. Yeah, and it'll help us wake up later on. Exactly. Studies show that dogs who take naps are more likely to snork and murkle than scrambled tumbleweeds. My eyes drifted shut. My breathing fell into a deep and regular pattern. It was very quiet and peaceful then. Hank, are you sleepy? Huh? I said, are you sleepy? No thanks, I couldn't hold another bite. 'Cause I'm not. All at once, I'm wide awake. Did you hear that sound? Chinese tuna fish. I heard it. I heard it with my own ears. Hank, are you asleep? Saddle blanket, salad, poofly, mergle, pork chop. Hank, you'd better wake up. I just heard a sound and I'm getting scared and my leg hurts. I opened my head. I opened my head and lifted my eyes. Lifted my head and opened my eyes, I should say, and tried to bring Drover's folks into the fracas. Drover's face into focus, actually. Perhaps I had dozed, but not deeply and not for long. I tried to bring Drover's face into focus. Did you just say that your leg heard a sound? No, I said that my leg hurts, but my ears hear a sound. Okay, that checks out. There for a minute, I thought, where are we, Drover? Well, I think we're under the gas tanks. And I think you woke up for a minute and then fell asleep again. Ha-ha, I don't think so. I was just planning out the day's agenda. Yeah, but it's the middle of the night. Exactly. That's what I mean. No problem. I pushed myself up on old horse and shook the vapors out of my head. Where did you say we were? When? Right now, you tuna. Well, under the gas tanks, I guess. Yes, of course. Good. We're right on schedule. I had scheduled a meeting here under the gas tanks. Do you know the purpose of this meeting? Well, let's see. He rolled his eyes. You wanted to hear me, my new song?
What?
I wrote a song in my sleep. While I was asleep, I thought of this song. Just kind of dreamed it up out of nowhere. I stared at the road. You wrote a song in your sleep? That sounds crazy, Drover. In the first place, you don't even sing. I mean, dogs who don't sing don't write songs. Yeah, I know, but I did. I really did. It came to me in a dream. It's about tornadoes. Oh, brother. In the middle of the night, you're composing a song about tornadoes? Yeah, you want to hear it? I'd better do it pretty quick or I'll forget it. And that would be a tragedy, I suppose. Yeah, because I never wrote a song before. You already said that. I'm kind of proud of it. Yes, of course. I yawned. Okay, let's hear it. Might as well get it over with. Oh, good, but I don't know what key it's in. Just sing the song, Drover, and let's sit and get on to something else. Okay, here I go. In case you're interested, here's the song. Drover's Tornado Safety Song. Never ever bark at a funnel-shaped cloud. If it's spinning in a circle and roaring real loud. See, it could be a monster or a goblin or a spook. Something else entirely worse that mightn't turn you loose. Turn me loose, turn me loose. I'm as silly as a goose for barking at a thing that's bigger than a moose. If you bark up a storm, then one might appear. You'll get an education, a knock on your rear, on your rear, on your rear, on your highest rear. It'll knock you on your can and stand you on your ear. Spin you in a circle and circle all around. You'll fly through the air and skid across the ground. Cross the ground, cross the ground, cross the cold, hard ground. You'll lose a lot of sleep and hair by the pound. There's quite a bit of difference between a storm and a frog. A storm doesn't have much fear of a dog. Here's the moral to the story of the funnel-shaped cloud that's spinning in a circle and roaring real loud. If you bite a big tornado, it'll probably give you hiccups. So take this piece of good advice. Go back to barking pickups. He finished the song and sat there, grinning and waiting for me to say something. What do you think? Tell me the truth. What do I think? Well, it's a song, Drover. We can't deny that. I mean, it has words and sort of a melody. Yeah, but do you like it? I thought it had a pretty deep message. Stay away from tornadoes. I guess you could say that it promotes tornado safety. I rose from my gunnysack bed and took a big stretch. It appeared that my rest time was over. I began pacing in front of young Beethoven. My mind works better when I pace.
That was Beethoven. Young Beethoven.
My mind works better when I pace, don't you see? Okay, Drover, you ask for my opinion, and I'll give it. Number one, the song wasn't as silly as I expected. But number two, it was silly enough. Because number three, we have never had a tornado on this ranch. Hence, number four, what you have created, if you actually wrote it, what you have there is a tempest in a teabag. He gave me his patented blank stare. What does that mean? It means, Drover, that you've written a song without a deep, underlying purpose. Suddenly, I stopped pacing and whirled around to face him. If we don't have tornadoes, Drover, we don't need a song that promotes tornado safety. Gee, I never thought of that. I gave the little mud a pat on the back, but you tried, Drover. That's the important thing. There's an old saying that fits this situation. Better to try and do something really stupid than not to try at all. There's that sound again. I beg your pardon? I hear a sound kind of like thunder, distant thunder. I lifted my eyes to the sky above instead of the weather patterns and so forth. Drover, I see stars. Yeah, but... Let me finish. Stars twinkle, but they have never been known to produce thunder. Yeah, but... Hence, it follows from simple logic that... Kaboom! Yikes! That we're being attacked by an enormous thunderstorm! Holy smokes, look at that! The lightning in the cloud! Yeah, and I'm scared of storms! Bail stations, Drover! And prepare to defend the ranch! Oh, my leg! And with that, we went streaking up the calic hill behind the house and prepared to do battle with one of the most dangerous, enormous storms I'd encountered in my whole career. And what made it even worse was that I hadn't slept a wink in days. No kidding. Chapter 2, The Scrambled Egg Mystery. Did I say that we went streaking up the hill? I went streaking up the hill. I ran. I threw my entire heart and soul into the effort. Drover, on the other hand, limped and lollygagged, cried and complained every step of the way. But we did manage to establish a position near the yard gate. There I halted the column and prepared our defense of the ranch. Most of the time, our spring storms track from the southwest to the northeast, and they usually occur in the late afternoon. In other words, a guy can't see them building up, and can prepare for them. This one was different. It was one of those sneaky storms that build up after dark and come rolling in after everyone has gone to bed. The first sign of trouble is the twinkle of distant lightning in the distance. Then the wind will rise, and most generally it's a moist wind. Then a guy will begin to hear grumbles of thunder, and by that time, fellers, you better be in battle stations. We were. We'd made it just in time. I marched back and forth in front of the troops. All right, man, we've seen the enemy. At first glance, he appears to be huge and awesome. But I want to remind you that he puts on his pants just the way we do. Any questions? Drover raised his paw. If we don't wear pants, can we go and hide in the machine shed? No! The pants business was just a figure of speech, Drover, and I'd be grateful if you'd try to be more serious. I am serious. I'm seriously scared of storms. Yes, and that's one of your problems. You're too serious about everything. You have no sense of humor. Any more questions? Drover raises paw. Yes. You in the back. Yes, you in the back. What should we do with the wounded? I continue pacing. The wounded. good quiz. I haven't actually worked through that one. But yes, we need to have a contingency plan for the wounded. Okay, here we go. We'll have to establish a field hospital in the machine shed and try to get the wounded in there as soon as possible. Got it. Sit around. My hand stopped the little mutt. He would have gone streaking to the machine shed. Hold it! Stop right there! Halt! You're not excused. And where do you think you're going? Well, I was fixing to rush me to the hospital. We haven't even barked a shot yet. Yeah, but this old leg is just tearing me up. Soldier, I'm fixing to tear up another part of your anatomy if you don't hold your position. We're in battle stations, and the enemy is approaching. Get back to your post, and that's a direct order. Oh, darn. And I will not tolerate cursing and swearing in this outfit. Oh, drat! There you go again. For cursing and swearing in the line of duty, you get 3 shame on yous. Oh, fool it. Make that 6, Drover. You want to go for 9? Sure, might as well. Okay, pal, you won't want to buck the system, be a little rebel, so you're up to 9 shame on yous. Oh, fiddle. There's 12. How about 15? You want to shoot for bigger numbers, huh? We've got time. Go ahead and get it out of your system. I thought I was booking the system. You're booking against life, Grover. I knew I'd booking a booking horse one time. Yes, and what did it get him? He booked and he booked and he booked. And what did it get him? Tell me. Well, he pitched slam through the stair shed door. Well, exactly. And do you see what all this means? Not really. It means that you have 12 shame on yous on your record. Do you want to go for a 15? No, I'm out of naughty words. Good. 12's bad enough. If you ever try to get another ranch job, those shame on yous will be on your record. Everyone will know what a rotten little mutt you really are. And do you think anybody will offer you a job? I wouldn't. Neither would I, Drover. In fact, with your lousy record, I'm not sure you have a place in your security division. How does that make you feel? Can I go to the machine shed? No. Shucks. There's 18, Drover. You keep piling them up. I think it's only 15. 15, 18, what's the difference? Columbus discovered America in 1518. Yes, the reason he discovered America was that he didn't stand around cursing and swearing. He sailed his ships. He studied the stars. He wrote it in his log. Slim burned logs in his stove. That's exactly my point, Drover. Do you want to burn logs or sail across the ocean? Well, I don't like water. Exactly. And if you continue this pattern of foul language, you'll spend your whole life... was that a raindrop? I think it was the ocean. What? Columbus sailed across the ocean, but at the end of every ocean, there's a pot of raindrops. I walked several steps away and gazed off at their approaching storm. I took a deep breath and let the wind blow my ears around. Rover, I must tell you something. Sure, anything. Sometimes I think the stress of this job is too much for me. I'll be honest. Now and then I feel that the things I'm saying just don't make sense. I'll be darned. Please don't curse and swear. Sorry, I won't be darned. I'll never be darned. Thanks. I hope you mean that. Oh, I do. Good. Drover, sometimes I have this strange sensation that my mind is a bowl of scrambled eggs. Have you ever had that feeling? Boy, I love eggs. I know, but I'm talking about the sensation of scrambled eggs. Have you ever felt that your entire life, all your thought processes, your plans and dreams were coming out of a bowl of scrambled eggs? Well, let's see. Nope, never have. Just what I thought. It's this job. The crushing responsibility, the ozone we breathe day after day at the top of the mountain. I heaved a deep sigh, walked back to Drover, and laid a paw on his shoulder. I'm glad we've had this opportunity to chat. It's so seldom that I get to, well, chat with the man. Yeah, or even with us dogs. Exactly. I gazed up the stars, which were now covered with thick clouds, and were therefore invisible. The hour is late, Drover, and the night is dark. What are we doing here by the yard gate? Well, let's see. I don't remember. Do you reckon we're waiting for scraps? Maybe so, although I don't remember selling it. Ever bringing out scraps in the middle of the night. Yeah, and if she's not going to bring out scraps, it doesn't make much sense for us to be waiting for them, I guess. Good point, son. We should go back to bed. Boy, I can't go for that. I don't know about you, but I'm worn to a frazzle. Completely bush. This patrol worker's a dog killer. We've earned a rest. And with that, we made our respective ways down the Calic Hill and to our gunsack beds beneath the gas tanks. We had hardly seen those beds in the past 48 hours. I fluffed up my gunsack, walked around it 3 times, and collapsed. The bone-deep fatigue that had gripped me moments before seemed to rise like a helium balloon and float out through a window in the top of my snork, murking the pork chop snickle fritz.
Okay, hold on here, honey. We're gonna tell Mama about stuff that happened today. So, just a second. Okay, this is a report from Miss Eleanor and Daddy about what happened this afternoon. I went to pick up Miss E, and she came out to the car. It was a little after 3 o'clock. And was it snowing a little bit then?
Yes, I guess so. And I was in my snow pants, my coat.
That's right. It had started to snow. Let's see, when I came back from Gary's, that was at about 2:45,
yes.
Maybe just before 3, so it was starting to snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited about 10 minutes for Miss E, and she came into the car. Oh, yeah, there was a light dusting of snow on the roads. So we came home and gave Miss E a snack, and she said she had... What kind of homework did you have?
I had math and...
Well, you don't have to get that close, honey. You can sit back.
And reading.
Sit back. Sit back. You can sit up. Math and reading.
Yes.
And so while she was eating her snack, she started the math right away. And she had a little trouble with the long division, but then she and I sat there together, and we looked at problems one by one, and, you know, she worked through them, and I kind of gave her a hint or two, and she saw, well, gee, this it works the same way each time, and, you know, boom, 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 she started to get it real good.
Oh, yeah, 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 whoo!
And then I asked her if she would do her, what other homework was it, reading and...
That was the analogy sheet.
The analogy sheet, okay, I asked her if she would take that with her to Uncle Gary's. And so she did. She took it to Uncle Gary's. We drove over there. There was about, oh, I don't know, half an inch, maybe an inch of snow on the ground by a little after 4:30.
Yeah, sort of. But, you know, it was a little deeper when, when Daddy picked me up. And
well, let's not jump ahead here. What did you do over at Uncle Gary's?
Well, while I was doing my analogy sheet, I was watching A Midsummer Night's Dream, and then we started watching Atlantis: Milo's Return. And Midsummer Night's Dream, it's so funny. It's hilarious, I tell you. Almost as about funny as the Hank the Cow Dog books.
Oh, I took Sam to the library, and I got Romeo and Juliet and Twelfth Night from that same Shakespeare series.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
I did. And Sam got some movies. He had less than $5 of fines on his card, so he was able to take them on his card. But he came home, and you don't have to get so close.
I'm sorry!
Yeah, right. He came home, and he said he was feeling about the way he did this morning, so he pretty much laid down right away to rest, and he asked if he could come along when I took Miss E over to Uncle Gary's. And so, hey, no, leave that alone. I'll hang on to it.
Oh, fine.
So you say what you'd said when you were three. I want that.
I want that.
Okay.
So, well, I just like to tell you that at school, well, you see, for the social studies test, we did a review on the questions on the test. You know, I was with Dalton as a partner, and I had my own marker and my eraser. We took turns writing the answers down. And, also,
you took turns writing the answers down with Dalton as a partner?
Yes. Because he didn't have a partner, and I didn't have a partner.
Okay.
And everyone had a partner.
All right.
And, Jim, today we did the pacer.
What's that?
The pacer is, well, where you pace back and forth across the gym, you know, and you score your partner's score and to see how many laps they had gone across the gym.
Hmm.
And when you hear the beep, then you run across, and if you get there before the beep, and then you run across again, but if you get there after the beep, then you're out.
Mm. Okay. So she had a day at school, and I went to get her at just before 7:30, and by that time... So this was between 4:30 and 7:30. We went from about 1 inch of snow to 5 or 6 inches of snow. Hard to tell because there's quite a bit of blowing. When I went out to the car, like the right-hand mirror was completely crusted over. So, you know, in that short time, there's about 5 inches of snow. She's yawning a lot, but it's only, it's right now, it's 8:32. I don't know why she's yawning so much, but... this might be a good sign. So, the roads, you know, it was actually when I drove her over to Uncle Gary's, it was a mixture of snow and freezing rain with that 1 inch of snow. Will you cut that out?
Sorry.
We're trying to talk to Mama.
Okay.
Mama's listening to this right now.
All right.
Because she's going to get this in the email, mm-hmm. and she'll listen to it probably tomorrow.
Okay.
When she gets it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
And could I say something else
to
her?
Go ahead.
And also at school today, for science, we did a little experiment for, you know, with balloons, where we had a wool cloth, and you would rub one of the balloons 10 times. And then you would hold the balloons up and see if they attract or repel.
Oh, yeah. Static electricity.
Oh, yes. Static electricity. And don't you remember about that movie, you know, about electricity, you know, where that girl, where she's, when she shuffles around her room, her slippers build up the charges, and then when she touches the door handle, it causes a spark. Ouch! bitch. Zap.
Well, when I picked her up at Uncle Gary's, Gary said that she had taken out her homework sheet and she had done it without being told. She just started it while she was watching, and she finished it while she was at Uncle Gary's. I was so proud of her and so pleased. So yeah. I thought you would be too.
Sorry.
That's your mother that's listening to this, Ellen.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
You just burped.
Sorry. This is a little burp.
But it's your mommy who loves you.
Of course, and she loves you too, and she loves my brother Sam.
Yeah, so Sam is he watched a Shrek thing. It was Shrek Christmas, which had a pretty funny little bit that he showed me. But then after he watched that 30 minutes or so, he lay down on Alex's bed and took a little snooze. And he said that was extremely comfortable compared to his own bed. It's given him backaches. So when I went to get Miss E, he was on the couch and he remains on the couch. We're upstairs now, of course, and he's still on the couch. So I gave him some ibuprofen, and he should be taking his amoxicillin a little bit before he goes to bed. Yes.
When I was at the top of the stairs,
she raised her hand, by the way.
When I was at the top of the stairs, I had my own little mini flashlight.
Oh yeah.
And I watched Mooney do a lot of things in the room, and Miss Kitty was just lying down and doing nothing much, but Mooney was a little, curious about what was up ahead of him, you know.
Because Gary gave her a little LED flashlight. It had 9 bulbs in it, and one of the bulbs burned out. The person who bought it brought it back to the store, so Gary got the thing and he gave it to Miss E. It's quite bright. It's a bluish-white light.
Yes, it's
quite bright.
Yeah, well, very bright, and it's very handy-dandy.
Handy-dandy, you betcha. And she used the light to, make sure we didn't stumble into anything in the room before we turned the lights on.
Yes.
When we got home, I encouraged her to come upstairs with me and record these 2 chapters of Hank the Cowdog. What's the book again?
That's The Case of the Swirling Killer Tornado.
Swirling Killer Tornado. And, I think that we're going to get to have her get to bed. We're going to monitor the school closings. Apparently some schools have been closed. Yes, what?
Could I sing that song that Drover and made up while he was sleeping?
Well, you sang it already, and she heard it.
All right.
She heard it.
Run with the little witch.
What else happened here? Grandpa Gary gave me a campaign donation today, honey. $100.
$100? That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Yep. It was really something. And well, he's getting all of the money back that was snorkeled out of his account by those naughty people. I think they were in Georgia, actually.
Daddy?
Yes.
I'd like to come with you sometime soon when you're going to meet Grandpa Gary, and when you do, I'd like to see his new cat.
Well, that might be a little while, because the new cat is not quite used to the situation yet. She's still getting used to Gary, but it's getting a little better, little by little, because it took a long time for Jinx to get used to the situation, too. So, yes, I know you'd like to see the new cat.
And even Jinx doesn't want to be around, what's his name again? You know?
Jesse.
Oh, yes, well, Jesse.
Jinx is gone, remember?
I know.
He passed away.
I know, he's dead. It's very sad.
Yes. But now Gary has another cat, and he's pretty pleased, although she's still getting used to him. Well, you want to say anything else to Mama?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. And when I was at Uncle Gary's, when I finished the analogy sheet, I began to draw a picture, you know, where there's this horse that looked very angry, and he's just staring very angrily at another horse, which is just feels so terrible, and he begins to cry, you know, because I've decided that it's because that the other horse actually wasn't on guard duty. You know, like, I don't know, you know, like, guarding the whole herd of horses. So,
Such a drew, huh?
Well, yes, although I didn't color it in yet.
I see. Well, I don't know. Is there anything?
Don't you have anything to say for yourself?
Well, I've said plenty of stuff for myself.
Of course, but don't you have anything else to say?
No. This has already gone 36 minutes, and, you know, Mommy would be saying, when are they going to stop yakking?
Yak.
Gosh.
Well, yes, although, you know, I like talking on a recorder. It's so fun.
Well, what we can do tomorrow night is we can read a couple more chapters out of that book.
All right.
And then we can talk about what happened tomorrow. We'll see if, you know, well, we'll be, as I said, we'll be watching the school closings things.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, there's maybe 5 inches, maybe 6, but there's a fair amount of blowing. But, you know, it's not going to be cold. It'll be in the 20s for the next few days. All the weather forecasts are showing that days will be pretty much copies of each other for the next 4 days.
Daddy.
What?
I can hear the wind moaning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now be real quiet, and we'll see if we hold up the recorder, be real quiet.
Can you hear it? Can you hear the wind moaning in the breeze?
Yeah.
Now it's sort of fading away a little bit.
Well, here, let's go over by the window and see if we can get more noise, more howling wind. We'll even open the door a little bit so we can hear the wind more directly.
Putting
the recorder right outside. Inside, closing the window. Oh, there we go. Okay, let's close curtains. Would you close that curtain there?
Yes.
Okay, we're stepping over the poor dog. Okay, all right. Now we're going to sit on the bed for a minute. And, yeah.
Did you hear the wind blowing through the trees?
She did, I think so. Okay, so you brush your teeth?
Yes, good. I brushed my teeth.
Okay, she's got her headband in her hair.
Oh, I forgot to take it out.
Okay. All right, well, that's about it for this evening. We'll email this, and you should have it tomorrow morning. I hope I got to convert it to JPEG and put it up on...
Well, we'll see you next time for another...
Exciting adventure.
Of Hank the Cowdog and another report of Eleanor Urbach and Steve Urbach, her father.
Good night, sweetheart.
And over and out.